Good day, everybody. Welcome to Mining Stock Daily. This is Trevor Hall, and today is Thursday, January 17th. Thank you for joining us. Let's get to it. Here's what you need to know out of today's mining and mineral exploration sector. West Dome Gold Mines announced their 2018 full-year production results and guidance for this year. Gold production reached 71,625 ounces in 2018. That's a 21% increase over the previous year. The company has placed their 2018 guidance of production between 72,000 and 80,000 ounces with an all-in sustaining cost of approximately $1,000 per ounce. West Dome trades on the TSX with WDO and on the OTC with WDOFF. Great Bear Resources yesterday reported drill results from the Hinge Zone and South Limb Zone at the Dixie Project in Red Lake District, Ontario. Highlights included 1,602 grams per ton gold over 0.7 meters at a depth of 150 meters. The zone remains open in all directions. You can read the full list of drill results at greatbearresources.ca. Great Bear trades on the TSX Venture with GBR and on the US OTC markets with GTBDF. And I might add that the markets reflected on this favorably yesterday. Altius Minerals reported royalty revenue of $17.5 million for Q4 2018, giving the company attributable royalty revenue of $66.9 million throughout the year. This represents approximately a 30% increase over the previous year. Altius says these numbers were positively impacted by the higher potash prices and production volumes, along with higher met coal volumes. And despite a few negative factors in the equation, results were consistent with the mid-range of guidance. The company puts 2019 guidance at $67 to $72 million of attributable royalty revenue. Altius Minerals trades on the TSX with ALS and on the OTC with ATUSF. Treasury Metals announced that it has entered into a Memorandum of Understanding with Eagle Lake First Nation in relation to the company's Goliath Gold Project in northwestern Ontario. The MOU is a framework agreement between Eagle Lake First Nation and Treasury Metals to facilitate effective communication, engagement, and negotiation between the parties with respect to the project. The MOU will serve as an avenue to facilitate Eagle Lake First Nation's meaningful continued participation in the federal environmental assessment and regulatory approval process for the project. Further, the MOU provides a structure for additional opportunities and pathways to participate in the project through employment, training, and business development, financial participation, and environmental and cultural protection as well. Treasury Metals trades under TRSMF in the U.S. and TML on the TSX. The Mining Stock Journal comments that agreements like this is a crucial aspect of successful conversion of mining projects to an operating mine. Treasury Metal is included on a list of potential acquisition candidates for the Mining Stock Journal as compiled for its next biweekly issue to be released this evening. You can find a subscription to the Mining Stock Journal at investmentresearchdynamics.com. IAM Gold expects to produce fewer gold ounces while incurring higher all-in sustaining costs and total cash costs in 2019 compared to last year, the company said in its year-end production results and 2019 guidance. IAM Gold produced 882,000 attributable ounces of gold in 2018, achieving the higher end of its production guidance. However, the company expects its total cash costs and all-in sustaining costs will also land at the higher end of its guidance, close to $800 per ounce gold produced and $1,070 per ounce gold sold. IAM Gold trades under IAG on the NYSE and IMG on the TSX. The company expects lower production during the first half of 2019, but it expects production will build and costs will come down in the second half of the year as it brings Saramacca online. We'd like to thank today's sponsor, Minera Alamos. Minera Alamos is traded with the symbol MAI on the TSX Venture Exchange and with MAIFF on the US OTC markets. Minera is an advanced stage exploration and development company with multiple low capex projects in Mexico. You can read more about their development strategies at MineraAlamos.com, and we thank them for their continued support. That's it here today on Mining Stock Daily. We'll connect again tomorrow. As always, Mining Stock Daily is produced by Clear Creek Digital and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein.